You've had huge involvement with the Christchurch community through the earthquakes and since. What were you expecting from the police today?
Absolute prosecution, without a doubt. This is just highlighting New Zealand's inefficient, ineffectual New Zealand police force. When you look at what the TVNZ Sunday program did, and frankly they did an excellent expose on the fundamental flaws of this building, you also have to remember that the Royal Commission of Inquiry found that the building should not have pancaked, that there should in fact, that there were design flaws from the get-go. This is an absolute slap in the face for every New Zealander, believe you me, and this will not be the end of it, but this just goes to prove just how inefficient and ineffective our police force is. Now, don't forget, we have had, this happened in 2011. It is nearly 2018. They've had this entire time to look at this. I've spoken to several members of the CTV family today. They say this is bordering on corruption.
Well, as I said just moments before I started talking to you, I mean, yeah, if you lost somebody in this building and the fact that the Royal Commission has found that a number of people stuffed up, why would you not be seeing people held accountable? It beggars belief, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I guess in my personal opinion, the problem we have in this country is that we have far too many bureaucrats, sadly, who do love to clip the ticket. This is actually a problem that's unique to New Zealand. Now, when you look at what's happened in Christchurch, and I know you're from Auckland, but if you do come down to Christchurch, I know the few times you have, it is an embarrassment. Why is it an embarrassment? Because after everything that the city has been through, it's a pretty lacklustre rebuild. You look at the central city, you look at the broken homes, you look at the issues that we've all experienced with EQC, an insurance company. This country is riddled, in my opinion, with corruption at the highest level. And today's example of no one being held account for the deaths of 115 people in a building that should not have collapsed is corruption.
Is it because, do you think that it's just too difficult to bring this sort of case against, corporates or committees?
Indeed. With New Zealand law, they're risk averse. It's the same with city councils across New Zealand. They employ lawyers to make sure that nobody's held to account, to make sure that their point of view is maintained so they don't have to pay out money. And you only have to see the evidence in other cases in this country. Peter Whittle, the Pike Mine inquiry. We're still considering going into the Pike Mine. How many years after? The fact that nobody was held to account, the fact that money talks when it came to the tragedies in Pike River. Sadly, this is a problem that I think all New Zealanders will eventually have to wake up to, and that is the level of corruption at the highest level. And I say that in my personal opinion.
Do you think one person or a company can be blamed for its collapse, for the collapse of the CTV building?
Absolutely.
I mean, there were a number of people have been, well, the Royal Commission says a number of people were at fault. So can you go to the top of those organisations and say this is your fault that this building came down?
Absolutely. If you look at what the Royal Commission of Inquiry found in the easy executive summary of facts, it's there for plain to everybody to read. So for this outcome to come today, it really is off, I think is the word to use, off.
A texter has said this still leaves open the opportunity for a civil case, but it would be very expensive for the families to take this through to the courts. Are you aware of any of the families considering this? I know the news has only come out now, but I'm aware that they were told prior to this being released to the public. Yeah, any word whether or not that's something that the families would consider?
I haven't had that opportunity to ask those questions because you wouldn't think it would actually have come to that today. Mm. And you're right, a civil case can be brought about, but you are talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. But you can just hear the QCs rubbing their hands now because there will be something that I would imagine would eventually happen. But I guess the other thing, and trying to put a positive spin on this, what you do have to think of is that it's been a long time has passed now. And I do know from speaking to family members over the years, their pain has subsided. They just want to get on with life, you know. In my view, but that's probably the best outcome, but also in my role as a broadcaster in Christchurch, just to make sure that even though people's pain subsides, the corruption and the bureaucracy that gets in the way of these types of investigations and what is happening in Christchurch does not subside. So there will be a lot more to come on this, I suspect, in the coming days.
Thank you very much. That is Chris Lynch, the Canterbury Morning host.